Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The state of Alaska announced on Monday that the availability of grant funds to individuals and organizations who raise livestock and have been impacted by the significant increase in livestock feed costs have an opportunity to receive additional funding. More than $570,000 in funding is available through a special round of the Micro Grants for Food Security Program, funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and administered by the state of Alaska's Division of Agriculture. DNR is targeting this competitive grant opportunity at Alaskans who raise animals to feed their families and local communities and who are struggling with Alaska's significant increase in livestock feed costs over the past year. Backyard farmers play an important role in putting local, fresh, and nutritious meals on Alaskans' plates, said Governor Mike Dunleavy. My administration continues to focus on advancing food security across the state, and this program ensures livestock farmers can keep raising animals in Alaska. The grant application period opened on Monday, October 16th, and closes at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, October 15th, 2023. Applicants must meet eligibility requirements and currently own livestock. The grants are for existing operations and may not be used for new animals. Fixed awards will be granted to purchase feed for small animal operations for $2,000 and large animal operations for $5,000. The division is excited to have this new grant opportunity to help our large and small livestock producers in Alaska as feed costs continue to be higher than in past years, said Brian Scoresby, the director of the State of Alaska Division for Agriculture. This grant will help growers bridge the gap from the past to the future and expand production during this high feed cost period. More animal increases food security for us all. A high-speed police pursuit stretches from Soldotna to Kenai. For more information, we turn to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska State Troopers were involved in a high-speed pursuit on the Kenai Spur Highway on Saturday night, which began in Soldotna and ended in Kenai. Around midnight Saturday night, Alaska State Troopers attempted to stop a vehicle driven by Christopher Baez, age 32, of Soldotna, for moving violations. According to Detachment A Commander Captain Mike Zweifel, the incident initially appeared as though it would be a routine traffic stop, but quickly escalated to the chase.
He initially stopped in Soldotna, and we made contact with him, and then he took off from the stop.
Baez, who had a warrant out for his arrest, fled in his vehicle, prompting troopers to pursue him along the Kenai Spur Highway at speeds of up to 90 miles per hour. Baez then led AST on a chase of approximately 11 miles from Soldotna to Kenai. During the pursuit, Baez drove recklessly and troopers initiated sequential pit maneuvers before his vehicle was eventually immobilized. Zweifel said Baez offered little struggle once his vehicle was disabled near the intersection of Marathon Road and the Kenai Spur Highway in Kenai.
His vehicle had been pitted and blocked in, then he gave up peacefully.
Additionally, once troopers had Baez in custody, they discovered a loaded handgun as well as a shotgun in his vehicle. Baez is a previously convicted felon. He was arrested by troopers, assisted by Kenai police officers, for reckless driving, first-degree failed to stop at the direction of a police officer, reckless endangerment, two counts of third-degree assault, fourth-degree criminal mischief, third-degree misconduct involving weapons, and his warrant. He was remanded at the Wildwood Pretrial Center. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The Soldotna City Council met on Wednesday, October 11th, to discuss potentially accepting grant funds from the state. The ordinance would accept grant funds from the state of Alaska, Department of Natural Resources, Vision of Forestry and Fire Protection. It would also increase the estimated revenues and appropriations by $4,700,000 in the Parks and Recreation Capital Project Fund for spruce, bark, beetle mitigation and hazard fuel reduction. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Wednesday.